Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Show. Well. First of December, coming to close of another year. Just coming off of a good weekend of racing this weekend. First off, I want to thank everybody, and I mean everybody that came out and supported the Atomic Dog Show Enough Racing there in the Dallas Raceway. Whether you was a racer, whether you was a fan, or whatever, you brought your kids out, family out, you told somebody to come out, in whatever way that you helped make it possible. I just want you to know from Atomic Dog crew and Show Enough Racing crew, we really appreciate it. We had a lot of action going on. There was a lot of cars there, and, you know, hey, no race is ran perfect. We had a race. You know, there's always going to be some flaws. There's always going to be some things that, you know, we can learn that we may can do different, you know, whether it's track management, car management in the staging lanes or whatever. But all in all, you know, I want to say thank you. We really appreciate it. We just got to continue to keep trying to work through some of the issues. Now, with that said, I've seen some comments on the boards about track conditions, about the track protocols at a certain time. I just want to give you my take on that. You know, as a promoter, you go out and you rent these facilities. You try to negotiate your deal, and the track management's position is to take care of the track. You know, sometimes, you know, you know, they say they're going to do things, and they do their best on trying to do them. I don't think no track tries not to do a great job. But sometimes, you know, some of the complaints come about the condition of the track or whatever, you know, and sometimes the track take a hit on it, and sometimes the promoter takes a hit on it. I just want to say this. I always aim to try to assure any track owner about prepping the track and hoping the track be its best, and I'm quite sure I saw them working, and I'm quite sure they was trying to make the situation, the track, as best as they could. You know, sometimes one lane worked better than another lane. What does it do to? I'm not a track man, so I'm not going to get off on that part of it. I just want to speak about it because I see a lot of comments, a lot of concern about it. We just got to keep working, hope this track magic, you know, understand and learn from it, keep trying. But I want to speak about the late night closing. And I want to apologize for not being able to complete all the classes because, you know, as you know, we did have a lot of calls, and we had some all downs, and we have that many calls, and you have a lot that many all downs. It takes time. And again, track management, trying to get these classes juggling in and out. You know, it's not something that we do on a weekend, week out basis. So, you know, we work and do it the best we can. And sometimes, you know, your best may not be good enough for everybody. But all in all, you know, we trying to put on a good show for the fans. And when it got late, my understanding was, you know, some racers come to me with some concerns, and I'm a racer myself, and I understand when they come to me. I try to listen to the racers, and I try to, you know, work with them. And I understand you got to be flexible, and you try to make a decision. So when it got late, and we had some all downs, and some people was concerned. There had a lot of people that still in the staging lanes. Had some grudge racers was getting upset because they wanted to run. And I apologize for that, you know, because I'm ultimately the one that made the decision to close the track. But I made the decision solely for safety first, you know, for safety first. I'm a person I believe in safety first, and we had a pretty good night. No one towed their cars up. No one, you know, hit the wall or wrecked their car. And with the concern on the top end, you know, what people complained about, I didn't want to take the chance of risking anyone getting hurt or anyone tearing their car. So I know it's getting late, and I know a lot of people still want to race, but ultimately I made the decision to call it. And I called it based on concern of safety first and the concern that some racers brought to my attention that they didn't feel the need because it was a concern for them also. So I just want to make sure I clear it up the best I can, that as a promoter, I try to listen to the racers and try to take some of the input because I'm a racer myself. And if I come to a track owner, whoever's responsible, promoter's putting on the track, I would hope they take some things that I say in consideration also. So, with that being said, you know, if there's any questions directed, any answers that I need to answer the best I can for people to try to, you know, bring some understanding about it, I don't have a problem with it. But it's not a perfect world. We all will make the mistakes. We all can learn. And we just got to keep doing what we got to do to try to have a positive race. All in all, I think it was a good show, great show for the end of the year. Like I say, a lot of racers came out, a lot of spectators came out, and that's what we aim to do. And for the most part, I hope most of the people had a good time and enjoyed themselves. On that note, man, there were so many races going on, I could not keep up with them. There was a lot of action going on. I guess guys want to get one more in for the last of the year. So, you know, I may miss some races. So, some guys out there, I didn't mention races of your own, feel free to come on and talk about some races. You know, if you got an upcoming event, push 1 button, feel free to come on and talk about your event. I want everybody to use this Grudge Inc. talk show to come on and try to make action for your event. This show is for all of us. It's for all of us. So that being said, man, just to make note of some of the action that went down, and maybe some of the folks might be out here that wasn't there to see it. As I always, you know, prime time came to town. They came, you know, a little short-handed, but they stood up and tried to make action right away. I saw them taking some staff, just some calls that I didn't believe that they were taking staff there, and I also saw them duck some calls that I didn't think they'd duck. So all in all, they go both ways. You know, they ducked some, they took the staff, and some they ducked them. So that's all a part of it. But one thing I can say is they were one of the first ones that got out there to make action with Trigger Man driving a 7-up car. And I have to tell you, Bull and the Tony Thorn half a fast car camp, they took it to them and put it on their butt and gave the 7-up car its first loss of the night. You know, a lot of people were kind of ducking the 7-up car for whatever reason, but hey, that color showed them it didn't matter. He was a better car that night. So hey, had to go off to him. Hey, another race that went down that come to my knowledge was Blind Eye Killer took a race with the guy named Blind Eye Killer and somebody help me out. Blind Eye Killer, who's that car that they're in? Blind Eye Killer ran. Oh, that'll go on. It comes to me. Jack Diva stepped up. We had Pro Mark Grove car there. Henry Clark brothers got side by side, man. And they tried to get down the track. Jackie Divas takes the win on that deal. You know, we all know Tree Man was locked in to run Reggie Rabbit. Up and coming race out of Louisiana, had to go off to Reggie Rabbit. Hey, man, that guy that's going to bring action. That guy want to run. Unfortunately, Tree Man had a break. And he had to pay the DP to Reggie Rabbit. But I'm quite sure that race will take place at another day. Also, I'm planning on mixing up with Reggie Rabbit, Tree Man, and the rest of them at another day when I get my butt back up and running. So we're going to have some big-time calls out here, man. Once Reggie Rabbit seen he got some punk out money from Tree Man, hey, he immediately looked at me and said, who else out here can I run? I said, well, there's quite a few other big-time calls out here. You know, Roy James' car sitting right there. You probably can take on Roy James' car. He said, Roy James, who was that? What car is that? He didn't know who Roy the Twins were at that moment. I guess he didn't recognize the car. So I told him who he was, and he remembered the car. He said, hey, they want to do something. So he told Roy. Roy told him, let me talk to the Twins. They made that race happen. Hey, the man locked up. They got out there. Lo and behold, you know what the Twins do. They left Ratchet Rabbit sitting at the starting line. Why sure he had some kind of mouth. Miss Munson, his car didn't go down. I believe that's another race. We'll see another day. So all in all, man, some good races going on. Good races going on. Blind Eye Killer, yeah, they paid the DP. It's only buying them. They were locked in that race a week before. For some reason, Blind Eye Killer wasn't able to, didn't think they want to take that race for whatever reason. They paid the funk out money to Tony Vines. Outlaw Vic had a good race against Cornbread. He just turned the red light on. Cornbread takes the win on that one. Then another race has been talked about on the internet. Another good race going out with Lil Timmy. Hey, Lil Timmy out of Houston here is taking on the 55 boy from Dallas. That race there has been a lot of talk on that race with Lil Glass playing them on the internet about it. I believe we'll see that race again, but on that night, hey, I guess we can say it. The Lil Timmy from Houston took the win, hey, and there was a lot of money being changed hand on that race. Well, so all in all, man, there's a lot of races I probably missed. I know it was. I didn't know every race. If you out there, like I say, come on and talk about the race. But one thing I can say about the baddest back half, man, had some races, some couple of cars were down. We'll anticipate more cars to get it. The Grudge Inc. Texas baddest back half belt. Let me say something about that belt. The Grudge Inc. Texas baddest back half belt. That belt is put up representing Texas, and anybody can come challenge for it. If you guys have a race in Texas and you want to go for the belt don't have to be put up as just Atomic Dog race. If you have a show and you want to create excellent back ass, hey, you can get your back ass race going, some kind of shoot at it, whatever, put the belt up. Now, as we all know, first up in that Texas Badass back ass came the two big known heavy hitters around here that been wanting to run for a while. That was Big Bad Daryl from Motion Racing out of Louisiana, taking on the Big Bad Birdman that everybody knows, the Houston famous Camaro. And man, everybody was anticipating that race. That race could have went any way. From what I saw, it was a pretty close race, and to Daryl had some issues, and Big Bad Birdman took the win. But that's the whole point in racing. Things happen sometimes. But believe me, I believe Big Bad Daryl gonna come back, and I don't believe we've seen the last of that race. We just have to wait and see which race would it take place at, but there was a good matchup. So Birdman goes on. He comes up against who? Dallas Owen. Showing up racing Peanut with Galen Smith at the helm. Hey, everybody was thinking Birdman got this. It was a for sure race. Funny thing about that race, I'm going to say this. You know, I felt the same way. Hey, Birdman called it pretty good. Peanut called it pretty good. But I understand this. The fastest car don't always win. So, with that being said, man, when them guys get to the start line, they do their thing. I can tell attention was going. People was looking. When they took off, both of them got a little loose. Both of them got a little loose. I believe from the last thing I saw, I believe Galen had to lift first and was able to recover before Birdman lift and recovered. Galen recovered first, and unfortunately, Galen Smith with the Peanut Camaro go right on and take the win. And right now, they are known as the Grudge Inc. Texas Baddest Bad. Anyone can challenge that car. They just have to give them 30 days notice. They can challenge that car. So, the next event that's coming up that I know about in this area here is Roy James MLK race at HMP. Will we see that happen again? Will Birdman come try to take it? Will Daryl be back in action to come try to take it? Or will somebody else step up and try to take the Grudge Inc. Texas Baddest Backyard belt? I do know Tony Bynum said, don't worry about that belt. No sooner as he get up and running with a backhand, he's going to get that belt. So, hey, we just have to wait and see about that. But, you know, there's a lot of action, man. I can't name the number of races. I just gave about eight of them just around the top of that. I can remember there was a lot more going on. I don't know. I'm going to need some help for people to come on and talk about this past weekend and the races and the action that was going down. And that leads me to say something about the night's topic. This is the end of the year coming down, and, you know, one thing we want to show, we want to do a recap of what that transpired this whole year and some of the topics tonight. I'm going to need all man. It's going to be, you know, what are some of the most memorable races of this season? What are some of the most memorable big races that happened this season? The races, some of the fans may want to know. Who made the most action this year? There's a lot of races going on in Texas, but who do you think made the most action this year? Then another thing, who talked the most smack but just ran their mouth and didn't run? So, you know, there's something, you know, it's a thing to be brought up, and it's all in fun. It's all in making action. It's the end of the year, and guys are going to be looking and trying to build races for the upcoming year. And as we know, the first one off the bat of 2013 will be Roy James MLK Shootout. So, man, let's just find out what some of the people have to say about the race that happened this weekend, about some of these wins and losses, what they won or lost, and also some of the most memorable races of this season, and also who made the most action. See what names come up and which one talked the most smack, but just ran their mouth and not their car. Hey, we like to hear. We want guys to push the one button, come give their take on the action this weekend or whatever they want to talk about this weekend. Some upcoming races, or even if they want to talk about locking in a race for Roy James' race. You know, Roy looking to get people locked in for a race, give people a good chance to come on and talk about the race. So I'm going to close my mouth, and we're going to go to the line, and we're going to get this started, And guys, everybody, you know, participate, come in, talk about it, whatever it is, it's all in fun. So let's just try to keep it good, try to keep it real, try to make some sense out of nonsense, as Pro Stop Joe say, and do what we do in the world of growth race. So how's everybody out there? Got anybody want to come on and talk about the upcoming event or a race or something? Let me know.
832-9015, your mic is open. 832-9015, your mic is open.
Maybe they don't want to talk. Maybe a little shy.
Freaky, your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Shit, well, same old, man. You know, hard at it. Hey, man, I don't know if you missed that race, but I know it was a pass, man. Rick, you know, and Horace, man, Rick was behind the wheel, man, and turned that white light on, man. So, you know, Rick got one for A-Town, man. So I want to congratulate Rick on that pass he made against Horace, man.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't see it live when it happened in the truck. I was running around so much. But I did go back and saw it on Jay Shaver videos. Hey, just to make note, Jay Shaver, appreciate it, man. You did a good job. We got videos out there where people can see. Also, man, if anybody knows, this guy was in the house, Boomer on Wheels out of New Orleans. He had a show, come on, Boomer, I believe, come on Wednesday. Boomer, he got that 3 hours of videos. So, Boomer on Wheels out there, man, you can come on because I know you got a lot of videos. You want to talk about the video, so feel free. If anybody want to get any one of Jay Shaver videos, the Boom On Wheel, 3 hour footage, hey man, let me know and we can see if we make it happen. So if Boom On Wheel ever come on, if Jay Shaver want to come on, y'all come on, push your one button. I'm quite sure y'all got some good shots. I know I saw that truck. I saw a truck out there. Boy, I think I thought he was going to turn that truck over. I saw a back tire on the ground on that truck, and I was like, man, I know that was a scary ride there, but hey, things happen, but sometimes, you know, it's just part of racing, you know, you got to work on it. But, hey, there's some good racing out there and some good wheel stands going on.
Appreciate it.
What's going on, Freak?
Huh?
What was that you saying?
Oh, no, I was just ready for the next person to talk. No, I was just kind of congratulating Rick, man. That was it.
Okay. All right, we got it.
Freaky, I'm going to leave your mic open. Mute your phone for me.
All right.
Tree Man, your mic is open.
Yeah. First of all, I want to ask Tracy or anybody on the line, do they happen to know the guy Snake? I think the guy popped out of Dallas, but I think he went by the name of Snake. If so, could you get him on the line?
Snake?
Yeah. I mean, quite sure somebody know who the guy is. He's the guy who sent me the bill over there from my pump, and he wanted to meet me. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to meet him. I mean, when I went to look for him, he was gone. But, you know.
Okay, if anybody knows Snake from Dallas, that's a track. If anybody know who Snake is, can you give him a call? Tree Man like to say stuff to him on the line. I'm not quite sure who he is, but I'm quite sure we got a lot of Dallas fans out here. Some of them guys might know. So what happened, Tree Man? Tell us a little bit.
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, there's a problem with it. Oh, I also want to say thank you to Mr. Whiteside, too. I mean, we had a problem with the oil pump, but the oil pump was locking up and we couldn't get it fixed. So then I have talked to Mr. Reggie today earlier. He might be on the line because I sent him a number to call in, but me and him pretty much confirmed it. I mean, then we'll be, you know, doing that race at Roy James Race next month. You know, me and him going to try to get that race on next month for everybody who wanted to see it. We'll see if we can make that happen. And also, I was looking on the board, somebody was saying, trying to find out if you were going to step up and lock in on your race with me, Trace.
Hey, man, you know, I ain't got my stuff back together yet. I'm still sitting empty. But no sooner as I get my stuff back together, you know, me and you, we're going to do it. So when I get it back together and give it some shakedown, there ain't no problem. Me and you, we're going to hook them up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now, I feel a racing fever in the air, man.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I feel a racing fever in the air right now. Also, what we probably try to do.
I tell people, tell people, man, trust me, man. Just like we try to do the back half thing, trust me, we gonna do the big time car too. You know, me, you, Roy, James, we from around here, and also Drexel. You know, hey, and then you got people like Reggie from Louisiana that's gonna step up, man. We gonna make some action. We ain't lose draw. We gonna sit beside each other.
Yeah, I mean, say, when I was talking, I talked to Roy earlier, man, and we was talking on some blower cars. I mean, you know, they got some blower cars, want some action, you know, they pretty much in our class, we gonna run them too, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we got six weeks to try to get it together, so.
Yeah. Hey, I tell people, you know, it's like this. Now, and that's why it was the last big race of the year. And, you know, some of the blower cars want to run, man, we want to try to give them a place to run in the last race. You know, people was putting in money, and then we're going to put a little bit up. But hey, what happened is, you know, people had some problems with their cars, and we couldn't make that happen. But, you know, all these cars out here are not a Frankie Taylor or Gaylor Smith that we know that we just don't have a chance at. Now, you got some of these guys that, you know, that can run pretty decent numbers, but the deal is this. They don't always get down the track sometimes.
Yeah.
So, especially when you're trying to put up something, everybody put up a little bit, well, then maybe you're trying to win you a little bit on the hustle side, and also you're trying to, you know, make a good show for the spectators. So, at an event like that, and you try to put together some kind of little shootout, you don't have a whole lot of money at stake, and the track is trying to put up a little money too. So, therefore, man, you just kind of make it fun, you take it a chance. It's no more than if you were running the automatic pro mod class. They got some blowers in there. I do understand that they kind of restrict some of the blowers to a certain size blow or whatever. But in this case here, man, it was the last race of the year. I wanted to give those guys the opportunity, man, to come out and play and, you know, just give something for the fans for the end of the year. So, you know, all in all, man, you know, it's an individual decision. When you're putting up a little money, you need to put in or don't put in. But we want to try to make it as fair as we can since it was the last big race. And, you know, I think it was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna mute my mic.
Okay, so you say you talked to Reggie Rabbit already, so
yeah, I talked to Reggie anyway, baby. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I gave him the number and told him he got to call in by phone, or it's gonna be hard for him to get in. And,
yeah,
you know,
it's gonna be hard to get in. We got a full show, man. A lot of people out here, man. So one thing, man, if you listen with somebody, you know, people drop off, so keep calling back. If not, you can go on the internet and listen anytime by clicking that link. If I'm there on that link out to a lot of people and they can't get on the show or somebody calling somebody, just tell them if they got an internet on their phone and click that link on their phone and they can listen to it, but keep trying to call in, because as people drop off, you might get lucky and get back in. We got a full house going here tonight, though.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, he verified it. You know, he pretty much agreed with me, you know. And then, you know, after how our little business went down in the weekend, you know what I'm saying, we'll lock the money up later. Ain't no big issue, you know what I'm saying, me and him, because, hey, we're going to do it, we're going to do it. I mean, unless somebody break up me, we'll get together on what we're locked in and what time we got to be in the lanes later on. But pretty much next month, they will get a chance to see that race.
Okay. I hope I can have my stuff together by Roy James race. So you know, hey, maybe we can do something. So you know, we just gotta see how it pan out, man. You know, time gets tough, but hey, it'll get back running. So you just gotta see. But if we get back running, you know, hey, we'll see what happens.
Okay, I'm gonna mute my mic.
Okay. We got next. I think right now she's off the line in the proper room talking to somebody. So, Free Man, you and Freaky, the only mic open at the moment. But I see a lot of hands up, so she'll be back in just a second. Somebody probably want to come on and talk about something. Man, I want guys to, you know, get in their head. You know, man, it's Grudge Racing, man, you know. It was a good time. A lot of people supported, man. A lot of people, I've seen some people come together and help out to make the show, you know, a success. So, again, man, I want to thank everybody, man. And, you know, this is just something we got to learn and try to support each other, man, help each other show. So I want to thank a lot of those people. I know Batman came there to help out. I know Lorenzo came there to help out. I know Slack came out. And I tell you what, Slack did a great job for me, man. I tell you, Black jumped in there, man, because we were having a tough time in the stage lane, man. And Black ran the home, you know, he came in there, man, and tried to help manage that stage lane. But a person that don't do this all the time, and I'm one of them, and I'm quite sure Slack is one of the regular ones, man, it's tough trying to manage and get all them cars going where they need to go. We specifically stated the class cars and the grudge cars to get to this certain lane, and you look up, and they're in the inside lane, so then we try to juggle cars in and out. Hey, we're going to make the mistakes, and we're going to try to work them in. I will say this, for guys that test and tune, I understand a lot of times you sit in the lines for a very long time with the test and tune car. Man, we like everybody to come out and try to participate and get to run their car, but all I can say is this. When you have some all downs and you have some people that's grudging, locked in races and class racing, you know, the only sad thing about it, every racer pay their money. We understand that and we want everybody to get a chance to go down the track. But, you know, you're always going to try to aim at a grudge race is to get the grudge races race on and then try to get the people with the class cars on and then fit in with the test and tune. So, guys just got to understand it. It was a lot of cars out. So, you know, I just want to make note of that. It's not that if the people at the stadium ain't tend to the left you over there. But, man, guys are locking up and hooking up and trying to make action. So, we're trying to work with them at the grudge event and the class. So, who we got? She's out.
Okay. First of all, thanks, Jackie. Thanks, Summer. I tried to they sent me Snake's phone number, and I tried to get him on the phone, but I couldn't get him. But I do have 66. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead. Your mic is open.
How you doing, Frank?
What's going on, 66? I remember, see, you told me you'd be on here all the time. Glad you put some on and spoke up. 66,
oh, yeah.
Watching that. I know you are.
Yeah, a little white head came with the flames on it. Yeah, me and my partner Donnie, boy. Now, the only comment I had, man, about the race, next time probably get somebody at the back of the stage lane. Like you said, you had a bunch of guys that kept trying to get in one and two. I kept trying to tell guys that's class race, but they kept jumping their butts over there in the doggone way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and
it gets tough, man. You try, you know, people don't understand. You try, but it ain't nothing that we do every day. You know, we just try to work it out. You try to designate lane, but then some people don't hear, don't understand, and didn't get that information. And it just
don't want to understand.
Well, you know, that comes too.
Yeah, that's what a lot of that was. Now, I was calling about Tree Man. He wanted to get a hold of Snake. Like I tried to call him too. Like I'd be with him a lot of times also. We're coming out of HMP.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to get a hold of him. I'm going to get a hold of his son if I can.
Yeah,
people
probably
want
to say something to him, so yeah, do that, man.
Okay, well, if you can get a hold of Quinn, like, we got that number, we can get a hold of him for
them.
Yeah.
Okay, let us know.
That's the only reason, like you say, we'll be there more than likely. But, also, for December, boy, Cowboy, and then when they get back to us, they got action with that white truck, though. They want to try to Bogart me, trying to get me to rush up and stuff. We just put a new truck and burn stuff off in there once, try two little hits. That was it. They couldn't waste that. We'll catch you next time, though. We ain't scared. You remember that.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Not scared.
Though.
Yeah. You get the chance, though.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get there. We have to go down there. Like you said, if that choosing comes, they're going to be down there. Like I said, we might have lost something when that come up.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, not scared.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, like you said, that's it. Like you said, I'm going to get off of here. Holler back at you a little later.
All right, just stand by, man. In case the guy calls you, you can get him on. You just mute your mic. And, you know, when you push one button, and you want to come back in. And
okay.
if he calls, you treat him
in front of him on holiday.
Okay.
Okay, man.
All right.
Okay. Next call,
sir. Birdman, Finney, your mics are open.
Oh, y'all were looking for the Tree Man. He was looking for the snake. I guess y'all already found him. That's why I was chiming in. It's Al Sneed, the guy's name.
Oh, that's who he called as Sneed. Okay, okay. I don't know who he called as Sneed.
Yeah, he got a red 68, yeah. 67, 68 Camaro on alcohol turbo, single turbo, I think.
Twin turbo. He got twins on it now.
Yeah, they got twins on it. Alcohol, yeah. That's Al Sneed.
Yeah. So I do a hell of a wheel stand. I was like, boy, look at Sneed riding back at 330. You go, if you're going to take off a wheel, you gain something for the fans. I mean, they like that. I know Sneed didn't like it, but, you know, the fans, they always love them wheel stands, man. Hey, what you come on and tell about your race, man? You brought action, man. You know, it's just one of them things. That, yeah, now we know what you got to do. You just... One of them deals, I guess, is both people tell. So, why don't you tell people about what you're saying?
This is Birdman here, Tracy. We had a great time, good show. We wish we would have had a tractor. We could have really showed what we could do. But I do want to put a challenge right now for your HMP race for the belt.
Uh-huh.
Tell them bring that belt to HMP. It's your next race. And we're going to tangle.
Okay, let's see if we can get him on the line. I'm going to see if we can get him on the line. Ricky out there, or Peanut out there. We got the Birdman online. He said, you can run, but you can't hide. Let's get him on here.
Tell them they can show up and run me for the belt, or they can just mail it to me.
I heard that. Hey, Shannon, Ricky, you see him out there? Look like I see Ricky.
Ricky,
right,
Ricky, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going down?
What's up?
Birdman, you crazy as hell, man. You got me laughing already. You say mail it, huh?
I do. I drove all the way to Dallas to get that belt and blew the tires off. And I had to take out
motion.
That was my biggest concern. I was shaking like a leaf when I had to run motion. But I done said I'd run any backup car. So we pulled up.
We took him out.
I want that belt.
Hey, I got two things to say. You know, if I mail that belt out, me and Peanut was talking about it earlier, man. If we mail that belt out, that thing ain't going to come right back to our house, man. We ain't got nothing. I mean, we're going to waste our time trying to mail that damn thing, man. You're going to come right back to us. But,
okay,
you,
that's good. That
I ain't
going
to lie to you, though,
Birdman.
I kind of knew. I'm going to tell you. I was telling Tracy before the race, like when you and Gator, or when both the cars lined up, me and Tracy was standing there, and Tracy was like, well, we're just going to find out, ain't we? We both kind of like, hey, we might upset somebody today. That's just what Tracy said. He said, hey, you know, everybody can be upset, right?
We were screwed when we lost lane choice and got left lane. So it wasn't no big deal.
I kind of figured you had a hard on for Galen real bad. Because when you told me, what was it, about an hour before we ran, you say, man, this damn Galen. Back in the Navasota days, I said, damn, man, that was a long time ago. I told Peter, I said, Birdman going to have this thing on blow-up. I said, he's going to blow
actually,
the tires off, man.
We turned it down, actually. But,
did you?
It just couldn't. Yeah, it just couldn't hold it. But, you know, you can't win them all.
But you know what, though? I think that goes into what Tracy, you know, was saying. They made a decision to go ahead and call a race because, you know, everybody kind of was turning their cars back a little bit to try to get down the track, and then after a while, people stopped going down the track, and it just wasn't going to be safe after that.
Yeah, we've been up to Crandall twice, both times at the one-lane track. Honestly, we're going to have to think real hard about going back. I ain't blaming nobody. I think Tracy did a great job, but until they can learn to prep both tracks, I mean both sides, I don't want to see my car like little Johnny.
I don't know if I want to turn my car up
and not feel it back. I don't want to go to the track right to feel my car back to go down to the race. But, you know, it happens at some tracks, I understand. Twice in a row.
But, you know, the only thing about that, though, Birdman, because, I mean, people say that. But, I mean, the bad part is people also say that about HMP, you know, being a one-lane track, which is not necessarily true either, you know what I mean? But I know going forward, you know, it was a good – look, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody will be proactive on taking care of both lanes and making sure that it's even. But, I mean, I really don't know if it was just necessarily that. You know, that night it was kind of rough, but, you know, on a regular basis, it's kind of hard to say that that's a one-lane track, you know.
I
I got to say this. This is Penny with the first band. That left lane at Crandall is the only time we've ever blown our tires off on that car since we've had it. We blew them off there when we went up there last time, and we blew them off this time. They're not. They need to scrape it, is what it is. We ain't blaming that on the loss. We lost. We could have backed out more power. That's just tuning. That's racing. I'm sure would like to see that lane get scraped better next time, though.
We just don't want to wreck the car. I mean, I ain't sweating losing. Because, like I said, that just means we got another race. We can recall it, but...
You know, Berman, you're trying to make sure they want to lock them in. I'm just wanting to make sure you were telling them that you want to try to see if you can lock them in for sure for HMP. On the 19th, MLK race. When you trying to let them know that? We need to know this so we can write this date down. You know, because once you win that belt, you at least got 30 days. You know, you got first got 30 days, you lock them in, you got to at least give them 30 days. So if you want to try to make that kind of official, you got to remember the race is on the 19th, so we get to December the 20th, 21st. If you call and lock him in, he got 30 days in that date. That's going to push you past Roy James' date. So I'm just giving you the heads up, some of the set rules on that field. The person got to have a 30-day
Okay. Well, I say this, Birdman, Tracy, me and Pina actually talked about an hour and a half ago. We were trying to figure out what we're going to be able to do. As you know, this is the time of year where he's going to be real busy. But I have to get with, you know, him or Galen or something. You know, we'll have to try to see if we can make it down there to whoop the shit out of Birdman in the game real quick and come back home.
I like the confidence.
I do too. Confidence.
But for two reasons, we got to make sure we make it back down there because, you know, we do have to, you know, defend the belt the right way. And then for two, you know, y'all ready to race at any given moment. And I've seen that from y'all. So me and Peter were talking about it a minute ago. We definitely going to try to see what we can do. I just don't want to say for sure. I know damn well we ain't going to mail it to you. So I'm almost going to tell you that it's going to be at the Roy James race. But, you know, I just want to make sure before I say anything is definitely locked in. Because that's a travel, you know. So I'm pretty sure we will. But, I mean, I just want to make sure we you know.
Well, that's fine. I mean, y'all can just let us know. Like I said, I'm not upset, nothing. He just said, hey, somebody wants a challenge. I haven't really seen too much set up for Roy's race. I'll challenge for that race right now. Whether they want to do it for money or just for the belt, that's up to them. But I would like to challenge for that.
We need something to do. Tell people why, because you're telling me you want that belt. I'm taking the belt. I ain't saying that. I'm ready to lock it in. Lock it in right now for the HMP race.
No, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a guarantee. I just want to make sure, but I mean, y'all might as well get ready to see that blue Camaro down there again. So it just, you know, I'm pretty sure we just hadn't really even had a lot of time to discuss how we were gonna make that happen.
That's
I mean, you're gonna call it out.
We got first shot at your call out if you can make it. I want to lock in for HMP. I understand you got to talk to your people. But talk to them, and if y'all can make it, I want to be first on the call list for that one.
All right. Well, that's already said and done. You're the first one to make the call. And I know, I know y'all want that belt bad, but after that race, I looked over there, y'all look like, man, look at this. I know y'all were more disgusted with the track at the time, but, I mean, hey, both cars broke loose.
I was still tickled to go out that way. I mean, come on, we run a pro mod car. I mean, it was for free. We got up. So I showed up with a broke car and outrun Reggie, head up just in a test run, and then got motion with that race I've been building for a year. And squeaked that one out, and my day was made.
Right.
We just jumped in the other deal. I showed up to race motion, and we jumped in the other deal just as a. You know, might as well. There's extra money in the pot. Why race and then go try to do it. Let's do it first round.
Yeah. So. Well, I know y'all, Tracy, as you know, down here in Texas, that belt probably means more than a little bit of money. Because, boy, that's pride.
People got pride, man. You know, you got pride, and people put a pride out there like that. You know, it's something you can kind of wave around, and people have pride. So it's always a good thing, man. One thing I want to say.
Are you going to be on next week, Tracy? If we don't do it tonight, we'll lock it in for sure next weekend for definitely.
Yeah.
I got to get with the guys.
Yeah. One thing I want to do.
Y'all just let us know, because I already built me a little shelf for it in my office.
Man, that damn thing going to be empty as hell. You better go get your cowboy belt and put it in there. You ain't taking that belt.
I just want to make one thing clear. I had said all night, if a person come to me and wants to drag a track, before that big race, we can drag it. And just to let you know, I did offer to Birdman them if y'all wanted me to drag it before y'all pulled.
You did, but, you know, everybody else run on it. Like I said, we ain't saying nothing about that. Just I want to challenge back for it. We
that's
lost
what I'm saying.
Fair and square.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, brother. Can you
what?
And, Trace, I'm going to go ahead and mute my mic.
Yeah, I just want to know. I seen the man, Tony, Chad. I said, man, we can drag it. I don't follow y'all want to drag it. The call's on y'all. And first they said, yeah, then Chad said, well, let's go out there and take a look at it. You know, so he went out there and took a look at it, came back.
You did everything you could do, Trace. We're not blaming you at all. We ain't blaming nobody.
Yeah.
We lost fair and square. I just want to be first challenger for that belt at the next race.
Okay. I appreciate it. I think they're trying to make that happen for you, Birdman, to come down and try to help make Lawrence race be a good race, man, and see a good back half race. So, hope we can make that happen.
Hey,
we try
like
yeah.
hell. Like I said, we showed up both trying to make us, you know, help make this show.
I appreciate it.
It's all fun for us. We don't do this for a living. We do this for fun.
Yeah, we all do, man. We just go out there. So we like fast toys, you know, like we try to make them act in some kind of way.
Anyway, I'll go ahead and mute my mic just as long as it's on record, and I did do the first call out for the belt rest.
Okay.
I had a good one.
Okay, sir, who got next?
Doug, your mic is open.
Who was that?
503-0095. Your mic is open. Doug.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy? This is Doug from Portland, Oregon.
Hey, what's going on, Doug? How you doing? You way out there, man. What's going on?
Oh, man, shoot. Ain't nothing else to do. You know it's raining out here like cats and dogs. We get more rain, you get sunshine and race cars.
Yeah, I heard that. There ain't no to put it rain coming.
Man, I'm trying to get it together, man. I wish you all the luck in the world and getting that big monster going, man, because I'm going to do my damnedest to make that trip down there just so I can watch the first year. And then when I come back, I'm coming correct.
Hey, man, we like to see you out here. You and Jeff, man. You know Jeff come out here, travel to us.
We're going to come out there, man. We're going to come out there because I got to come out there and see my people race like that, you know, because I ain't never been out there and seen no races like that. You know, the last time I seen some good racing like what you guys doing now, and that's when I went to St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
And that was 5 years ago. So you don't have races like that here in Oregon. You know, Oregon's a small town. The guys are scared. They talk a lot of stuff, but they don't come out the closet, man.
Okay. Well, man, we look to have you out here, man. We glad when you get it going, man, and come this way.
Yeah, because we got guys down here, they so scared, they ain't even got no names on their cars. They don't know what to call their cars. They talking about, well, she's this and she's that, and call them he and she. I said, well, ain't the bitch got a name? I said, goddamn, y'all are scared. They got scared races out here.
Yeah. Well, you go out
to
show them, you get your show them something, you come out this way.
I'm the Lion King, man, just to let y'all know out there. I've been the Lion King for many, many years, and they know me right here in Portland, Oregon, in a small town, but it's time to graduate to the East Coast and go and see what's happening down there and on the West Coast, too, and be nationwide, because I look at the videos all the time, enjoy the talk shows all the time, and seeing all y'all's pictures and everything, how y'all do it down there, and it'd be packed like that, and we'd be lucky to have a handful around here.
Well, man, we appreciate it, man. So, hey, just hang around, man. When you get ready to come, let us know, man. We'd like to have you out here.
Yeah, man, I've been doing some sheet metal work. I've been doing everything, man, to get that car. I'm on the Jenny Craig deal right now with it.
I got glass
all over. I got the glass man now because I got all the metal in the shed now. So I figure I can do a little bit.
All right, then. Well, let us know when you do, man.
Yeah, I got my new seat in there. You know, I'm getting used to that hood scoop on top of that cow hood. That's a different look for me now than just having just a plain cow hood. Because I put some more underneath the, put some more into the heart, so I had to make it come up a little more.
When you get it together, man, shoot me some pictures, man. We'll put it on the site, man.
I should do that, man. That's for sure. I got to get some pictures of your car, too.
It's all over the internet. You can go all over the internet. I got it out there. You know, it's on the website someplace. So just let me know. I got this guy that's texting the devil out of me, man. He want to get on, see, he want to start some shit. Shannon, if you see a glass man out there, he said, get him on. He got some shit to get started.
I've got Glassman, and I'm just waiting on you to get done, and then I'll open up Glassman's mic. He's already told me that he's got a little stuff to start
with. Yeah, Glassman, he must be a bad man. Yeah, I can be the Glassman, too, because that's what I'm doing, because they got all kind of names out there. Just don't know what to pick, even if somebody else get them. But I like that little talk you guys were talking about, Mel and the Belt, that he said, man, it's just going to come right back. I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, y'all have a good one now.
Okay.
And I'll be talking back at you. I'll give you a call sometime.
Okay, man.
All right, you take care.
Okay, you too. You hang on.
Glass man, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, that guy on the line that was just on the line, he can't be Glass Man. He can be Glass Man Jr., but he can't be Glass Man. I got rights reserved on that name. Hey, man, I tell you what, man, I missed a hell of a race, man. I tell you, you know, I would never book a Christmas party on top of a dress race again. I heard I missed
it. You say what, man?
I said, I heard you had a good grudge race up there. You know, it was a shame that I had to book a Christmas party on top of it. Well, here, I want to take a moment to congratulate, you know, all the guys down here in, you know, H-Town, you know, in Dallas that, you know, represented, you know, including little Timmy. You know, I'm proud of the boy, you know. But the problem I'm having with him is, you know, he's talking shit, you know, saying he had to go up there and drag 55 boys' ass because I couldn't. But I tell you what, Tracy, I tell you what I can do. You know, anybody can talk shit, but it takes a man to back up their shit. So little Timmy's got the back tires in the gap. If I can't give him the back tires and gap his ass, I'll paint. That's the same thing that goes with the 55 boys.
Can anybody get little Timmy on here? You know little Timmy's number. Do you know his number?
Oh, yeah, I gave it to Sharon. Yeah, you need to get 55 boys and little Timmy on the line. I got some unfinished business. You know,
Let me try to get him, y'all.
You know, they caught me with my pants down, but I pulled them suckers up tight now.
You hate you in the party, huh? You hate you in the party,
right? I want to do that shit on the 19th because I'm going to run that motherfucker. Okay.
We're going to see if we can get him on the line for you. We're going to see if we can get him on the line. You can go ahead. See what you want to do.
Oh, yeah. 2013, we're going to have some fun. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And Birdman's got my back.
Birdman. Okay, let's give a little time to get a little Timmy, man, you know. Hey, we get him online, you know. Anybody got enough coming? Got something else you want to talk about? Some other person till we get little Timmy on the line? She'll probably come up with him in a second, so.
All right, well, I'm gonna sit here with my mic on mute and hang out.
Okay, then.
think we're going to go and open up another line, see what we got here. Let me see if I open this mic up. Yeah. 214-4005.
Go ahead, your mic is hot. 214-4005.
Your mic is hot.
Yeah, y'all know what number this is, man.
What's that, man? $500 locked in.
We can do this Friday night at Maytown.
I'm
sure you can, because you know where I know. You know my car is Northside Chevy. I'm pretty sure you can.
So both of us head up, both on 28 snow bars.
One kid on one kid. There you go. Let's do it. It's locked.
All right, man.
It's done.
I'm glad your ball's dropped. You see that?
Oh, man. They're about to be all over your ass. That's what they're about to be.
Well,
hey, man.
Yeah. Thanks. You think? We'll see you then, buddy.
Hey, I think we got P5 going on here, too, guys.
I had them on the line, but they just dropped off. Let me see if I can get them back, guys. Hold on.
Okay.
Somebody's listening to the show on the internet too. I hear myself echoing.
Yeah, if you're close to the internet, or you got your mic over, you're not talking. Just mute your mic. If you're close to the internet, walk away from that internet, or you can hear echoing.
We're
glad that y'all
going out
in the MLK race, right?
We're in MLK race, yes, sir.
5-1-4-0, no
ball. Yeah.
That was hands up, right?
What's that?
That's a head up race, you have 1-8.
Yeah, head up, both of us on one kid, 328s, no bars.
Hey, you know what, it's a little cool. Y'all don't think y'all might want to get a time on that race? January's a little cool, so if all proper, y'all might want to take advantage of the big time.
All right, go ahead.
I tried to get him back on the line, but it went to voicemail that time. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, well, y'all got some time to work it out. Just let me know. I just want to throw that out there, so be aware of it. Okay, go next call. Batman was talking.
Go ahead, Batman. Well, Tracy, while Batman is trying to come back on the line,
Hello.
4724, your mic is open.
Hey, look at man, that King Arthur. I want to lock in Peanut, and I want to lock in Tracy for the 19th.
Who is it?
It's King Arthur.
Yes, who?
King Arthur, you heard me, man.
You don't do a good imitation of King Arthur. I've been around him for a very, very long time, and you're doing a poor job.
I want to lock in glass, man. I want to lock in all you cotton pickers.
Nah, Tracy, what's up, man? This Dolomite, man. I'm coming out trying to support my brother. That's all.
What's up, Dolomite? How you doing? I think you are the minute there like Dolomite coming on here doing it. Can you understand? How you doing out there, Dolomite?
I'm doing good, my brother. I'm listening to the show and enjoying it, man. And can't wait till I get to Texas so I can lock somebody in. Damn it. If I can't lock you in, at least I can video you going down the track. What's up with that?
Hey, man, hey, I want you to come out here. Come on out here from the East Coast, man. You come out here, you'll find your race, man. We'll find something for you, man. We won't try to do you too bad. We'll find something where you make you a good race, man.
Hey, Trace, when's the next race you going to throw?
The next race, my next race is April the 6th. Roy Davis got one coming up January the 19th. He brought James got
the next race. Man, I need to come on that day. That's my daggone birthday right there.
Yeah, his race is January 19th. My race is April 6th.
I kid you not. January the 19th is my birthday, man. I know I can get on work for that day, if no other day. I might have to come out there and see what we can do, man. See what the West Coast got going on out there. I heard you had a good race, man. I sure hate I missed it. And I was looking at some of the clips that the boys put up on Grudge Inc. You know, I checked out the clips of the race, man. It looked like you had one hell of a race, man. I sure hate I missed it.
You know, and we definitely, for 2013, man, we're going to see if we can get over there and see if we can have some fun with you boys, man, because all this stuff is all about fun. Ain't nothing wrong with getting your butt whooped. You got to bring a little ass to get a little ass, and that's what I'm good at that. So that's what we're going to try to do for 2013, man. So I'm going to definitely, Tracy, make sure I get a couple of dates on my calendar, man, that I can make it throughout that way.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Just let people know that's Dolomite. He do Dolomite videos, and he's out on the East Coast, out of Georgia out there. He's also a member of Grudge Inc. as well as myself. And just let people know a little bit about Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. is going to come up, and they have a store where you're going to go to grudgeinc.us on the internet, and they're going to have a store where you can get discount on your parts. Just let people know about Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. is an organization that's being formed to bring grudge races around the world together and try to help make action. Anybody can be a part of Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. is for all grudge races who want to make action. And, man, if people have come together and tried to support shows, we're trying to get races to travel around and meet each other. And as y'all know, this show here is sponsored by Grudge Inc. I don't do this show to make money. This show, I'm just a host, the governor of Texas. Do this show to put it out there to try to get people together, try to help promote races for each other, try to help each other have good events, and give them guys a place to come and talk live instead of going back and forth on the internet. Sometimes you want to talk to that person live. But I'm going to shut up. Any more persons, let me know. But remember, grudgeinc.us, they're going to have a store where you can get discount parts on a lot of stuff. I'm going to shut up. Like I said, I'm going to go to Batman because I believe Batman was talking last.
Okay, hold on, Tracy. Before you go to Batman, Dolomite, haven't you moved up from YouTube?
Oh, yeah. By the way, I appreciate that, Shane. Yes, I have, man. I got my own website I finally put up, and the website, if y'all want to go check it out, is DolomiteGrudgeVideos.com. Just put it all together in the browser, DolomiteGrudgeVideos.com. All my videos are up there. You can buy them. You can view them. You know, all the promos and everything. You can keep pretty good tabs on what's going on pretty much around the East Coast, around this area over here, you know. Good videos, man. I stand behind everything I do. And, you know, Grudge Inc. is like Tracy said, is a means for us to get all this out, man. It's a means for all us racers to, you know, to get together and be able to travel a little bit, you know, where I'll be able to come over to Texas. Texas, some of the Texas guys will be able to travel over this way, you know. You get discount on parts, you know, if you become a member and everything. And just go to grudgeinc.us. Take a look at what's going on, fellas, because this is a good avenue for all racers, all grudge racers, to come together, have a unity, as well as have an avenue to get parts and stuff that normally cost a lot of money, because we all know that when we stress these cars out like we stress them out, they break. And when they break, they ain't cheap to put back together. So it's always good to have an avenue to save a few bucks. And if it's going to all be for the good of grudge racing, then that's what's up, y'all. So I appreciate that, Ms. Sharon. But, yeah, it's Dolomite Grudge Videos with an S on the videos.com. Check out my website, and I appreciate it, Trace, for giving me a little time. I appreciate it.
Okay, Dolomite, that's your time, man. Your time.
All right, I'm going to put my phone on mute, man. I'm going to stand back and listen, man, and enjoy the show.
Okay, man, appreciate it. Okay, Batman.
Yeah, that sound all good, though, man. That sound real good, man. That sound all real, real good. But, I kind of look at this whole deal, man. Grudge is what it is, man. It's what it stands for. You know what I'm saying? If everybody join the same team, it won't be no racing, man. So I kind of like the roughness in it. Just like I tell everybody else, man, when it comes to Dallas and Houston, man, I guarantee you that Dallas alone got 250 grudge cars that you're alone, not even including Houston. You know, it's always been a myth that the outsiders, the out-of-town, North Carolina, South Carolina, they was just so fast. But I don't believe that no more. I never believed it at the beginning. They just didn't know nothing about Texas. Just like when you got Tony Bynes out there whooping ass out there in the outside states. But he came to Texas and been getting dealt with every cent. So that's why I tell people all the time, man, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina, that's all good. But, man, I think we're the toughest by far right now. And really, be honest about it, instead of y'all come, we going out there, y'all come look, because look like we got the hat right about now. And I'm going to say this to all my fans, all my people for their asses, that's for sure. And I think Tony Fires know that too by now. Because every time he come down, he get his ass down every time. So I don't think he'll come back to the Philly to the Dallas, Texas, or Houston, Texas. Because he's going to get dealt with once again. And that's what grudge is about to me. It's opposite sides of the world getting at each other at its best. So we're going to find out in 2013 what it really is. You know what I'm saying? I tell people all the time, you know, they used to say, like, again, Texas wasn't about nothing. But they're coming to find out right now that Texas really is about something. You just ain't came to the right state. Ask Tony Bounds. That's all I got to say. I'm out.
All right, here we go. We're trying to mix it up, man, and move it around. And got guys coming over here. Guys going out there, so it's a good thing. Guys in between states like Georgia, Carolina, Florida, and New York, and got guys out in Mississippi, Louisiana. Hey, man, it's Alabama. It's going to be some things going on. And Grudge Inc. is the big umbrella for a lot of this stuff, and some of the other races may not be a part. Man, people just trying to branch out and bridge gaps and make some of these shows and have good events for the enjoyment of the racers to compete, also the fans. So, hey, we're going to keep trying to work on it and do what we do. Go to the line, show what we got.
Boom, your mic is open. Boom on Wills, your mic is open.
Hey, Ms. Sharon, Tom McDowell.
What's up, Boom?
Just enjoying the show, man. I'm going in for the night. I've been working real hard on these old little cars I got and stuff, man. Just relaxing from coming from that Dallas trip, man. I want all the racers to know out there that Boom on Wheels went out to Dallas. That first time in life going to Dallas, Texas. I went to Dallas, Texas for the first time, man. I enjoyed myself. Them Texas guys know how to show hospitality. I mean, as well as the East Coast guys did when I went out there to Macon, Georgia. They show a lot of hospitality out there. They had a lot of racing going on out there. And they also got a lot of fast cars in Texas. Now, Batman knew me. Batman was the guy that was on my case when I was out there with Mr. Reggie Rabbit, you know. And I think quite a few people seen that little film and footage of me and Mr. Batman. But Batman, hey, everything you said, Rollo Go, Mr. Batman, you're right. Texas has a lot of fast cars, man. And I seen that the other day, man. Every which way you look, you know, you seen fast cars. But I don't want y'all Texas guys to get it twisted. I really don't want y'all to get it twisted. Louisiana is going to step up. And I want y'all to know that Louisiana came out and represented two events that were scheduled on the same time. So we all didn't go to one spot. We went all over. I don't know if Tom McDowell did a race report, but we had Louisiana to go out to Mississippi and run Scooby with a small block, one gun hit Chevy 2. Unfortunate enough, lost to Scooby, and Scooby was fortunate to take the win. So we had action coming all out of Louisiana going to two different same scheduled events. And I tell you, I had a blast, Tom McDowell. So what's going on, Tyler?
Not much, man. We appreciate it, man. I want to thank you for coming out here, Boom. I just told the people that, you know, they can get in touch with me or something. You're going to be having some DVDs, and you're going to send me something they want to get them. They can get them from you, but you just had a little over three-hour footage of the race. So just about everybody, they went down the track. Boom said he got action. So if you want to see it, Boom on Wheels got it. So I will have some in hand. If anybody want to get in contact with me. But Boom, you got a show coming up too, so you might want to put on my other people, just, you know, when your show going to be coming up.
Well, actually, I spoke with Jay Barnes earlier. I faxed him a few paperwork that's dealing with the Louisiana area about the race that's scheduled March the 9th. We're going to do something real big over here at No Problem Dragway. I talked to a couple of guys like Jay Dog out of Texas, quite a few guys out there that purchased pre-order DVDs from me. I was letting them know that my event is March the 9th. March the 9th of 2013. We're going to get the state of Louisiana jumping off. If I'm not mistaken, I can't confirm this right now, Tommy. I think there's a lot of open bills for the state of Louisiana. So for any listeners that's out there in the New Orleans area, when Grudge Inc. come here March the 9th, there will be a lot of open bills, like Ed 10, Backhand,
Pro Mob and all that kind of stuff. So, but I want to give my hats off to all the Louisiana racers that went out this weekend and patronized everybody race.
Hey, Dad, thank you, man. And we're going to keep on doing what we do, man, and trying to support each other. So appreciate you coming out again, Boone. Get it.
All right, I'm going to get off a little bit, but I do want your listeners to listen. My show is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. My phone number is the same as Big Clark. The number is 347-215-8762. That number there is the Boom on Wheels show on Wednesday at 7, and Big Clark show Thursdays at 7. So for all y'all listening, if y'all would like to listen in on what's going on in the Louisiana states and the Mississippi states, you can call in tomorrow. With that, Atomic Dog, I'm going to sit back and enjoy the rest of your show and put my mic on mute, okay?
Okay, man.
By the way,
for the one who's listening, you will have those DVDs by Friday.
Okay,
you, You will have your session of DVDs Friday.
Okay. And if you can get in touch with me, and you know, we can take care of that, you know.
Right. I looked at the DVD today. It's 3 hours and 2 minutes long. I have all the footage of pretty much everything because I never left unless I had to use the restroom. So, and that wasn't like once or maybe twice. So I pretty much got all the racing, man. Not the all downs, but the racing, man. And they had a blast out there. They had a blast. I had a blast. So,
what's
that?
Good,
I'm going to go back on me.
All right.
No, it's not dry yet.
What? Okay, next.
Turn the dryer off. Turn the switch to off.
Reggie, your mic is open. Undertaker, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, what's going on, bud?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, I wasn't able to make the show, but I was wanted to tell you, keep up the good work, man. I had an opportunity to beat you and Tinker down here in Houston when you guys were down here.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. We just going to keep on working, trying to make this better and better.
Yeah, no doubt. Like I say, just keep up the good work, man. We'll see y'all next year.
Okay, man. See you next call. Okay, go to next call. You must be in a private room trying to get somebody talking to somebody, so you never need to have to talk here. That's Reggie out of Houston. Okay, go to the next call.
Okay, you don't have any more hands up right now, but Peanut just called me. He wants to get on the show. Hold on. I need to.
Okay. I'm talking right now. Can you please mute your mic? Are you background noise?
Okay, that was Reggie with the background noise. You don't have any more hands up, but, you know, carry on with the show for a minute. Let me get Peanut on.
Try to get there. Okay, while we got a moment, you try to get Peanut on. He's probably going to try to say something to Birdman. So, let's chime in on some of the topics for tonight that we have, man. I'm talking about some of the most memorable races of 2012 since we're coming to the end of the year. Guys, push the one button, tell us some of the most memorable races that you've seen that brought a lot of action 2012. Which races do you think made the most action in 2012? Also, which races do you think talked the most smack but didn't ever race? Hey, man, guys, it's all good. Put it out here. I see no Batman boy. Batman got some kind of party coming up, and they're going to give out some awards as grudge races and stuff like that. We got to get Batman to work on taking this thing bigger than just Dallas and get it involved. Everybody that supports these races in all the races around here to try to get them included. So we're going to ask Batman and just open his horizon up a little bit and try to spread this thing just outside the Dallas Fort Worth area code. Guys, when you start saying grudge races of the year, if we speak in grudge races of the year right here in the Texas, Louisiana area, which supports us, we got to count these guys in too. So it'd be a good thing to try to get participation for all of it. So, but I just kind of like to hear what some of the guys think about the most memorable races and who brought the most action and who talked the most shit but didn't race. What's your one of them, guys? And let's see what you guys think. Don't be ashamed now.
Okay, Tracy, you got one hand up, but hold on just a second. Let me get my screen back.
I thought I saw you got Peanut out there.
Peanut just wants to listen. He is on the line, but he just wants to listen.
Okay, Peanut, I'm just not going to let you listen. You go to a lot of races. Tell me on this topic here, I want you to give me some answers. Who do you think, what are some of the most memorable races you think have been in 2012? Also, who you think brought the most action here in 2012? And again, who talked the most shit but didn't race? We like to know, man. You got a lot of people out here, a lot of people sitting back listening. I want everybody to put their input, put it out there, man, to see what's going on. Get it back.
Bobby Wildchild, your mic is open.
Good afternoon.
What's up, Bobby? How you doing, man?
I'm fine, man. I just called to just say good evening to you, and I heard you had a pretty good show. So want to congratulate you on that and let you know I ain't dead over here. I'm still kicking a little bit.
Well, for y'all that don't know, this is Bobby the Goat Wildchild. It's the one that talk about he kicked my ass when I went to the East Coast. A win is a win. I broke in the burnout, and the goat goes down for the win. So this is the Grudgy Top Sportsman Champion, Bobby Wildchild. The only thing about Bobby, he won't bet no money. What's up, Bobby?
Look at him. The times are hard, man. Ain't you heard that song? It's hard out here. It's hard on a brother. So, you know, you gotta be conservative, you know, with that money. Either what they say, kill or be killed.
And, Trey, he started break dancing, and he had seatbelts on and everything. I seen him pop locking in the seat.
Really, I'm going to tell you, really what I thought had happened, Tracy, I thought that, you know, sometimes the guy with Lanco, you know, get up there, and some of them can't drive a Lanco, and they don't know how to put them in reverse. So I thought the guy was wanting to push you, to push your car back. That's what I thought, you know. To be honest, that's what I was thinking, you know.
Well, I wish that would have been the case. I promise you I wish that would have been the case.
Well, actually, Ask Dolomite what happened to him. He's fainting. He still hadn't woke up. Get him some, what do you call it? That stuff with the Epsom salt to wake his ass up, because he's still on the fainting list. Don't worry, Dolomite. I ain't going to bother you.
We going to Florida. Deposit.
Well, I'm going. I'm going to be down there. And after this weekend, and I'm going to call Bonnie. Let me tell you something. We taking some promo bikes to Florida. It's a pretty good bit of us going from US-19 to Lawbury, a pretty bunch of us going, you know, a big crew. So we going down. They get pumped up. They ready to come on down there. You know, I'm going to lock up with Bonnie. So we I'm telling you now, we going. So, and Dolomite, if your ass dies there, I'm going to run over you too while you're down there.
I'm going to be down there in two capacities. I'm going to be down there videoing ass whoopings and giving ass whoopings. So, you know, I'm going to have it covered on both ends. That's
okay.
And don't be bringing me no half a goat. I want a whole goat when you come. You know what I'm saying?
Bobby,
what's Dolomite's nickname? What's Dolomite's nickname?
Can't get right, and now his new name is Won't Get Right.
Won't Get Right.
Wait a minute now. Don't go there with that can't get right stuff.
That's the pro star. Joe gave you the name. I didn't.
Hey,
why
you holler
at me?
I just got a text by Ricky from Show No Ricky to say you sure got not come to Texas because they owe you.
They say what now?
Ricky from Show No Racing, and Peter, Ricky just texted me, said he can't talk at the moment. He said, you tell Bobby, he come to Texas, we owe him.
Well, I'm going to tell him, let me see what the 2013 season look like, and I'm going to come on out there. I'm going to surprise the hell out of y'all when I get out there.
All right, then, we're going to be looking for you then. Okay, we're going to go to the line and see what's next call, guys. We're going to see what somebody got to say about this topic. I asked a peanut to come on and say something about the most memorable race of 2012 and the most action, and who talked the most smack, but just ran in map and not been caught. Peanut, come on, man, your mic is over.
Do what now?
Tell me something about tonight's topic, man, about the most memorable race of 2012. Who made the most action, and who talked the most smack, but never ran nothing but their mouth?
Well, I mean, I don't know about the year, but I would say at this race, hell, Gadget drug a car all the way down here, talked all that shit, and didn't run nobody.
I had Gadget, man. You know what Gadget told me? Man, I had a few guys to stay here and go on. Didn't nobody want to run. I said, man, all them damn cars, and didn't nobody want to run you?
I don't believe that. And Clark was glad he broke, so, you know, he got out of it easy.
Well, Gadget and Clark, that is what you want, but we don't want to just be talking about you. And you're not on here to defend yourself, but I agree with you, Peanut. Gadget drove that Nova down there and said, didn't nobody want to jump on him, you know. Hell, you said you were coming down here, you were duck hunting. Said you should have had a whole lot of ducks out there, but shit, I think Gadget got here and he had called had a cat in the heart and said he don't care what they got, but I think he got out here and got cold feet, so I don't know if he's a duck or a chicken, you know?
Yeah, I think he got kind of scared. Yeah, damn, I'm talking about wouldn't nobody run him. I ain't going to believe that.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, probably wouldn't nobody run him that he's trying to run them old street cars, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I told the folks, you know, I address you as the Texas back-ass champion right now, but I know Ricky told you, Birdman said he got a hat, but I don't mean necessary. You know what that meant? You got 30 days. They call you out. Once they call you out, you got 30 days. So just to let you know, you all know it. He called
you
out.
You can tell them to come on to Texas whenever they're ready.
Now, Birdman from Houston, he said the next race is the MLK race. On the, as a matter of fact, let me say this. Roy, he can come talk about the show. He was earlier, but Roy had a two-day race. I believe it's the 19th or 20th of January. And Birdman said he wants to make it official. I told him, you got 30 days. Once you give a man a call, and he got 30 days. And if he want to come on his own in between that 30 days, he can. But he said he want to make it official that he was calling you out for the 19th
of the that's all good. But he can come to me whenever he get ready. I mean, I shouldn't have to go to him.
Well, you got a point there, man. One thing about that bell,
I'm the champ. Any heavyweight champ pick his fight.
And that's one of them. If you're the champion, you know, you get the race where you want to race. He was just saying that that's going to be the next grudge event. It's MLK race, and he would like to do it there.
We're going to be cutting it close if we even back together by then.
Okay, so we can see how that goes. You got a little time, so.
Being that we the heavyweight champs right now, I mean, the champ pick is ring, you know. I mean, I don't have, if I'm the champ, I shouldn't have to drive out of town to race. I mean, if you want to race me, you come to me.
Well, that's how you got it. You're right. That's the way it goes. You know, we just try to help each other show. So if we get a chance to go help each other show, they're like a thing, you know, and it wouldn't be a bad thing. But the champ do have the right to say where he want to race. He can pick his track. He can pick his. So you do have an option. But we just try to, you know, first got a show coming up. We want to try to, you know, support each other. We'll try to help make action.
We probably, I mean, in all honesty, I don't think we're going to be, we might be together, but we pulling, I mean, after we said the last race, I mean, we had our cars focused on Fat Tuesday. So, I mean, that's what we were. So, I mean, if we make it, I didn't even know Roy James had a race until now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I be telling Roy James. Roy James just talked to me and ain't said nothing about a race.
Yeah, I think he was on earlier, but I do know it's the 19th and 20th Roy's race. I mean, it's the 19th and 20th January is year they've been. So he has a 2 day this year, just to let him know. He might come back.
I had forgotten. I mean, I know he do that month, and then come to think of it, that is Martin Luther King. So I knew he do the Martin Luther King race, but it didn't slip my mind.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Birdman.
Peanut. Peanut.
I just chimed in. I heard Peanut talk about racing, so I chimed in. But I called out to the next race. Last three races I drove to Dallas, I ain't had one in Houston.
That's not my problem, Birdman.
I didn't make it. They just said, had to do a 30-day call-out, so I called in and called it out.
I was just letting you know that's not my problem.
The grudge ain't been here, you know, got his car together, you got 30 days from the time he actually officially called him out. That's just part of the rules of the grudge ain't been here. Is, you know, once a guy, you know, if your car running, you know, then, you know, he called you, once he called you out, you got 30 days, so... We see if we can work it out. I'll just let you know, Birdman make it official, and we just have to see what happened every time, Peanut. So, you know, Birdman, like to do it in Houston, Peanut, get the choice of where he want to do it at. So if he don't accept it, we just got to work on it and see what happened with that race right now. So I just want you to know that Birdman said he's going to be first on deck, Peanut.
Well, we're going to see. I mean, I like to be at Roy James race anyway. So if we be together by then, I mean, we'd probably take him up on that offer.
Yeah, it'll be a good show. They need some good match races, you know, locked up for it if you can make it.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, we got every, we breaking down everything we got right now, trying to get ready for the next year. I should have gone out.
I understand that. I showed up there, bro. I had to borrow parts just to get mine running.
Yeah. All right, well, we got, our shit kind of wore out right now, so we got to try to get it back together. But, I mean, we if we get it back together, Birdman, we don't mind giving you a shot at it.
I would appreciate it. That's all I want, just the race. And like I told him, I run you for the belt. I'll run you for money, whatever y'all want to do.
Well, you know, with now you know, come along with the belt. It's $500 odd money.
That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, we'll do it. I mean, it ain't no problem doing it.
You know, the ones who don't know, for the ones out there that don't know, we put on that race. You know, you walk away with how much money?
Huh?
Just for the folks that out there know that we put on that race, you know, what we aim to do is try to, you know, give back a little bit to the racers when we have a race on. So how much money? You only put up $500. How much money did you walk away with?
Oh, man, I can't tell y'all that, but I walked away with a nine little penny.
Well, you know, I just kind of want Razor to know to just try to help make action, try to help make shows, you know. Tommy Dog is showing up racing. We put $3,000 on what was put in, so the race is put in. So if you get six cars and whatever they agree to put in, you add that. So just to let them know, you walk away with just almost $5,000. So, it's one of the things. We just try to give back a little bit to the races when we do this stuff. We all going to be working on trying to do something with a big time class also. The Pro Mall style cars, we're going to try to do something with that. So, I mean, it's just giving other avenues and minutes for each one of us to try to have good shows. And you know, that's just something that we got to work together. 2013 is going to be a brand new year. We got to, you know, just try to, like, work to help each other out there and make good action for these fans. So, I just want to throw that out there.
Like I said, we're just trying to put on Soap Peanut. I mean, we ain't picking on you, nothing like that. We just want to race. We ain't had one race in our hometown. I've traveled to Dallas. I've raced every car they put beside me. I ain't turned down nobody. I've run anybody that wanted to get another lane. So, and I think I deserve a shot at it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bert, man. What I do, soon as I get the car together, and we negotiate, you'll be the first one to get the shot at the bill. I'll tell you, how about that?
Appreciate that. If you can make for a change, that's what I'd like to do it, if you can make it.
Hey,
hey,
Birdman,
let me give your take. You've been at it all year long. Won't you give me your take on the most memorable race of who you think brought the most action, or who you think talked a lot of shit with this race? I just like to hear from the racers. Give me your, since you're talking, give me your take on that.
Hell, I think everybody was talking a bunch of shit this year. But I know when I come up there and I've got on the mic on every race until I run anybody there, and ain't nobody jumping.
Ain't nobody jumping up. Well, I tell you what, I mean, like you said, Darrell said he's going to run you again, and you want to go for the
hell.
So, you know.
I had to pay Tony Bynes to race me.
Yes, you're right. You're right about that. Tony said he's going to come back and he's going to run you. So,
I had to pay him last time it didn't to race me. Drive all the way up there. I tell every car, even offered every car there in the back, I still couldn't get a race and had to pay him $500 to get another lane beside me.
You did your thing, man, and hey, people just go out and deal with you, you know. You want a race, so people just go out and deal with you. So, you know, hey, Peter, I said he's going to get you action back, so 2013, man. We all see some brewing. We all see the things brewing, so.
I appreciate it. I'm on mute out.
Okay. Hey, going to the live, man, we want somebody to weigh in on the topic. Don't be ashamed. Get your opinion. What we got? What we got, sir?
Atomic Dog.
is Boone.
Tony, go ahead, Boone. Tony, your mic is up in there.
I just want to, I just want to let Mr. Birdman know that I'm the guy that was filming, and I want to thank him and the rest of the racers that patronized Boom on Wheels videos. I had quite a few of them guys really stepped up. That was from the Texas area to purchase DVDs for me. Matter of fact, Mr. Birdman purchased 5 of them from me, and I gave him a good deal on them. And they are in the mail, so you can look for them real soon. And also, sure enough, you'll be getting yours by Friday. Tommy Dog, you'll have yours by Friday. And the DVD will be in Texas all the way live, HD. This is Boom. But I just want to recognize those races, Atomic Dog, and also I want to give shout out to the Louisiana racers like Mr. Darrell. He had catastrophic problems. Mr. Richard Rabbit, he had catastrophic problems. You know what I'm saying? But they all went out, they all laid it down, and they all represented Louisiana, man. And we had a blast and dance, and we will do it again.
That's right, man. We ain't gonna try to have fun, man. Make action. Okay, who's the next caller you had out there?
Tommy Dog.
Tommy
Dog.
What's up, Tommy? What's happening?
I'll pick y'all standing eating dinner. On that map, the racer put up map. What is the rule for that map? Is that a 30-minute rule?
You mean? This is the rule on the Brunswick map. You know, this is so guys won't be ducking people. You know, they agreed on $500. So the guys, if he wants a belt, you know, since they put up $500, they at least got to put up $500 at a belt. They can bet as much as they want to, but at least $500. Well, that's when they agreed to put up. And they got the belt. Now, if a guy challenges you, have your motor not in your car, you know, you just can't be dragging it out. You trying to get it on. If your car running, they know you're going to the track, and your car's running, that guy calls you out. Once he calls you out, you can go race him for that belt that weekend. If he say he want to run you that weekend, you can go race for it. It don't have to be a shootout. It could be a Saturday, a Sunday, a Friday, whatever, if the guy who's holding the belt want to run you. But if he don't want to run you, and you know his car is running, you call him out. He got 30 days to answer that call. If he don't answer that call after 30 days, that belt goes back up. It won't be close to you, but it goes back up. And if it's next race to have a shootout somebody put together, the belt can go back up. Like right now, Birdman is trying to call Peter. Peter's saying his car is down right now. But he said if he gets it up, he'll run it. But when it starts, we know it starts running. When that man's car is running, people see that guy tracked somewhere. I know his car is running. When he called him out, he got 30 days to show up. The only advantage the belt holder has is he has the option of where to run it because he is the champion right now. So he has the option of where he runs. We are asking that any guys that have a show, if you got a show coming up, we are asking guys to try to help support the girls you think, hey, they have to make action for these shows. You know, hey, you got to put it up and support the show. It's anybody's show. If no particular person, it's not going to have to be done at a Atomic Dog show. It can be done at anybody's show here in Texas. If a guy from Louisville can come to California, if you win, you got to say you're going to run this, you're going to run this my whole tail. Hey, if you want that bridge, you got to try to lose down. And vice versa. You know, that's just the way the operation of it works. Hope you're out in the course. If not, you know, you got another course, let me know.
That bird ran out and just called Peanut out. Now, I just started hearing a bird ran called Peanut out.
You have a personal computer? I can't quite understand you. Say it again.
Did Birdman
not
just call Peanut out?
Yeah, he just called Peanut out. Peanut said right now his car going to be down, but he's going to try to get it back up and running. So,
well, I don't know if Peanut cannot,
within the next 30 days, and Peanut's got to give up the belt. If Peanut called his wife, if Peanut said, everybody knows this is the end of the year. And, you know, people know that they're going to be trying to do some things to the car, fresh it up. So at this point, right now, we don't know what Peanut's doing with his car.
Well, I understand that right there, but if you got a 30-day rule on that belt and Birdman just called Peanut up, he's got 30 days to race Birdman, whether he's freshening up his car or whatever he's doing with his car.
I said I'll race him now if he want to come to Dallas.
Well, and what did he say?
He said he didn't want to come to Dallas, so you can stay out of that.
Okay. I just asked the rules of Peanut. Since he don't want to run this, how about 3 weeks from now, me and you lock it in with a jackal car?
Do what?
Since he said come to Dallas, I'm on here calling you out now in 3 weeks.
How about me and you lock in with anything you got?
I'm locking you in with a hide right now in 3 weeks.
You can't lock me in.
We're going to Florida this weekend. How about next weekend at Denton for the Hyde car?
I said I'm through for the year. Can you hear me?
I didn't hear that.
Can you hear? I just told him it's Birdman that.
Well, that's my understanding. You got 30 days. The rule is 30 days. Am I not understanding that?
You got the wrong understanding then. That's my car running.
Oh. So if your car's not running Atomic Dog, then the 30 days don't apply?
Tony, we lost Tracy on his own show. Let me try to get him.
All I'm doing, Peanut,
is asking the rule. We want to run you with both of the Hyde and Jackal cars.
Well, you can run me next year.
Okay. As long as that's the rule, whatever the rule is.
Anything you got.
I just told you what I had to run you with.
Okay. Well, it'll be next year.
Well, will that be? How about March 16th of next year? Can we lock that in?
No, I ain't locking nothing.
Okay. You
say you want to run me with what?
With a jackal and a Hyde car.
Okay, that's fine. I will run y'all.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll lock it in. You
want to
lock that
well,
in?
Yeah, I want to lock that in March 16th or at Houston, whatever you want.
Okay, and I can run my car, right?
You can run the car that you own the belt with.
The what?
You can run a back half car. I mean, yeah, you can run your car, your back half car. All right,
that's what I figured.
What do you mean what you figured?
Don't worry about it, dog. We'll see what next year brings. I mean, like I told Birdman, soon as we get up, he'll get the first shot at the belt if he wants. So, you know,
that's what I was trying to do is find the rules out of the belt. I mean, if we win the belt from you, we would like to know what the rules are, you know.
Well, that's him. Okay, if it was a fifth, we'd both be drunk.
Okay, Tony, I fell off there. There's another person that you didn't hear me. If I fell off, you didn't hear me. Was there another person? When the clarity, let me know what it was. I'll try to clear it up.
No, he explained it, man. He said if the car is broke and he's down, which I understand, that's fine next year. Racing's over. I understand that. What I didn't understand is the rule. I just want to know the rules of the belt. And, you know, he told me the rules of the belt is if he's not running, then it's not 30 days don't apply to it.
Yes, 30 days is
5 hours
time he runs.
Okay, that's all. That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He said he'd run. He said he'd run us next year.
Somebody got don't want to squeak in on that. Once you give me your take on the race, who brought the most action, who talked the most smack, and then run nothing but the last. Let me hear your take on that.
Hey, hold on, this is Birdman. You said I asked you to cover the race on the 19th, and you said your car was down. You know if you could make it. And now you're on here saying you said you'd race me in Dallas in 30 days. Lock that, bitch. I'll be there. Tell me what day
no,
and what
no,
but in 30 days, and I will be in Dallas and drag your ass.
That's not what I said, Birdman.
That's what you just said, the Tony Thorn, was that you said
I'm not.
I would show up in Dallas. I will load up right now and come to Dallas.
Well, load up, yeah. I'm through for the year. How about that, man?
Just tell me what day, what track, and I'll be there within 30 days.
Okay, well, you'll be the first I let know then.
The what?
I said you'll be the first I let know.
Hey, you just said you told Tony Thorne.
Hey, what
you,
did I say?
Who
got the bell?
With?
You ain't got the bell. I got the bell, right?
Right, and
so
I'll tell
I'm pulling my motor out. So you wait until next year. I'm the champ right now. You got
wait
your ass whooped.
Year.
So you wait till next year. Marinate on that ass,
boy. Well, next year, as long as that falls within 30 days, you got till next year.
No,
Birdman.
You ain't listening to these, is you, Birdman?
Birdman, they said the rule was if he's down, he don't have 30 days to run you.
He offered me to come to Dallas, and I said no. That ain't what happened. I asked him to come, and then he said he was going to
say,
today.
Birdman,
got
what I said to you,
I said I was not going to
drive to Houston to race either way it goes. That's what I said. Either way it goes, I ain't coming to Houston. If I'm the champ, I ain't coming to Houston to race you. You coming in my car.
Get up there and polish your belt. I don't need it. I know I'm better than you are.
Well, yeah, you know you bad. That's why you got your ass whooped.
Yeah. All right. Well, I see why you're running. It won't brace me either.
All right. Whatever.
Next time, put some money on it. We'll see what happens.
Well, I got some money. You the one didn't get the money. With that,
I tried to get the money off of money, and y'all said you won't bet against the turbo car.
That was my exact words, I said.
That you don't bet against a turbo car.
That was my exact words.
hey, say Birdman.
Yeah.
Birdman, what's up, man? This Batman, man. I'm going to give it to you right like it's supposed to go, though, really. Now, technically, though, If Peter's got the belt, you got to come get it from him. Now, because you know one thing about though, he is champ, and that's going anywhere. If you want the belt, you got to come get it on his grounds.
It applies to everybody.
I mean, if I was a champ, I wouldn't go get my belt away. You got to come take it. His name is
I will come to Dallas. He won the 30-day call out in Dallas and I wouldn't show up. You make a date in 30 days in Dallas and see if I don't show up.
Well, you won't get to hear it.
Yeah, I don't doubt you. I know you'll show up, but, you know, like you said,
it wasn't no problem. And, you know, I asked if he wanted to race Houston, if he got his car, and I said, no problem. I mute out, then he gets on there saying that he challenged me to come to Dallas, and I said, no, I never said no.
My words were, if you're going to race me for the belt, it will be in Dallas. That's what I said, Birdman.
That's fine. We'll go race in Dallas.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
That's,
Turbo. I got in the other lane and I cracked their ass with a nitrous car. And now I decided, look, if you're going to come after me with these lightweight cars, turbo cars, I'm still at 2,900 pounds, and I'll weigh it at any track y'all want to, that I'm over 2,900 pounds. But I chose to go the turbo to keep up. I ain't got no 800 cubic inch, 900 cubic inch, 4-kit motors. I got my same old 598 I've had since 1999. I did what I had to do to step it up.
So my next question is, how do you address the dude, the guys that's kind of like, well, you know, man, you turbo, so, you know, what are we supposed to do with you? Do you just kind of say, you know, get in where you fit in, you know, or, you know?
I mean,
do you
I
feel
went
like,
bad
do you
bad
understand why some people
I mean, the Nitrous car can still beat me. There ain't no thing I can't go down the track every time. But, you know, though, I ain't ever seen a rule book on grudge racing except for bring, run what you brung and hope you brought enough. And that's what I do. And you ask Batman, that's been me for the last 10, 15 years. You come at me with something.
What he's saying is totally right, man. That man done had nicest cars, and man, that man done did what he had to do. And the thing is grudges. I tell people all the time, that's why this shit is so political now, because everybody say, you got this, you got that, you got this, you got that. And I always tell myself, get in where you fit in. You ain't got enough, step back and watch. You know what I'm saying? So
well,
that's
basically
well,
I mean, a lot of guys just step out of line and run.
Well, hold on. I'll let you talk with Richard, though. Let me talk now. So, this, like I said, this grass CRS, this big back ass stuff, man, this stuff is big. You know what I'm saying? And if you're a big boy, you stay in. If you ain't, stay away from it. Like you said, he's not crying about nothing. That man came down here and did what he had to do, and he said, last if any came down here, he had to pay Tony Burns $500 and he just got away. So the man on the
back.
Oh,
no, I got a lot of respect for him.
He won't access on the back half, and ain't nothing wrong with that. Peter got enough also on how to hold his ass, and I know he do. You know what I'm saying? So when it's Peter got to do, that's what he got to do. If he loses, Peter not no so lose. I know that. You know what I'm saying? And the third man, whatever the situation is, you do what you gotta do. If Peter came with a big supercharged motherfucker, I guarantee this. Saturday night, everybody had their motherfucking money on Brandon, man. I guarantee they did. But it was a big upset, and Gary pulled it off because Gary fell in faster than he recovered faster than Brandon, man. That's how the win goes. Just like Tracy said, always the fans doesn't win. The racing got some motherfucking
political is unreal, man. That's the reason why the bus racing is what it is right now, because you got this and you got that. If you ain't got enough, get your ass away from it, sit on the floor, and give
with somebody that you can give you.
Man, I can name you four Nitrous cars right now that run what I do faster.
You said it right. You don't run no faster than these Nitrous cars are running. I promise you that.
I know that.
I can look at it and tell that y'all not just controlling the game with that turbo car. But I mean, it's a nice car. I mean, I got respect for y'all.
One thing you got to do to get it, man, is one thing I can say, and it's very few guys around here that will actually get up and go somewhere and really race. You got to give it to that man, Birdman. That man come down every motherfucking time. Is in a fit, and he will race, and he ain't scared to race. He don't give a damn. So who is going to back half, man? So the man just won't ask.
Hold on.
You're right.
I agree with you, Bob. I mean, because he always down here. I mean, like you say, he paid Tony Bonds now to run him. And then gave him. You know what I'm saying?
Bob?
Yeah.
You know.
And that's why I told Birdman, soon as we come, he'll be the first that get a shot at the belt.
Oh, I mean, like I told him, I know you ain't no soul loser, Pino, so I know you gonna get lost. You know what I'm saying?
I think y'all misunderstood my question though. I just wanted to give Birdman an opportunity because you know when we run Pro Mod, we don't give a damn about the blowers, the turbos, or nothing. We get out there and get it how we live. We don't care about all that. But what I'm saying is, I just wanted Birdman to have an opportunity to address it because, you know, like I know Byron. I mean, first of all, everybody know you. You know, you'll run somebody. You ain't got no business race. That's just you. You don't care. But, I mean, the thing is, a lot of people was grumbling on a turbo car, man. They, you know, this, that, and the other. So I just wanted Birdman to have an opportunity to speak on that. You know, that's it.
Oh yeah, I understand what
you're
saying.
Okay,
you got Byron messed up. He won't run anybody. Just run anybody. All that man the other day to take his car off the trailer and give him the back tire and the goddamn hit. And he wouldn't get it off.
You know why you did that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Let me correct you though, okay? The only reason why you did that because you know that was a brand new car. I ain't never been out of nobody's track. And I'm gonna give a cop. I mean, if Tom's listening, that motherfucker, a real racer's not gonna go down the track not knowing what a car's gonna do. So that's why you did that. But I tell you this, since you said that, you what you gonna give me? You gonna have to own up to that shit. When I'm ready, you put your ass on after, and I'm gonna show you what it is.
Yeah, damn, Bob, I've been waiting on you for 2 years.
Well, man, you know what that is. Let me tell you something, man. I'm no rich man.
I'm 50 years old.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, Tony. I done bust your ass before, so don't worry about it. You'll get your ass busted again. Don't worry about it.
Did you hear what I just said? That bullshit you bought that track the other night, you got the back tire and the hit for life.
That's what I'm talking about. There you go. I bet I'll make you eat them motherfucking words, too.
Damn, Tony, I wonder how long you going to give him that back time in real life, man.
His damn life, because he ain't never going to roll it off the credit, because he knows he got a race.
Hey, Tony, since I got it for life, just don't quit me. Just don't quit me. That's all I'm saying. Just don't quit me. Because I guarantee I'm going to make you quit that shit. You can believe that.
And I may not even own a car by the time you get that thing off the trailer.
Yeah, you will.
That damn thing for Tony is a piece of protective five wood.
As long as you plan on the motherfucking Flintstone that's going to run, you're going to have a motherfucking car.
Nah, you're probably right.
Hey, we got Glassman. Glassman wants to say something. He got something you want to say. Glassman, go ahead.
Hey, what was the stipulations on that race that we got set up for January 19th?
You got hands up, one kick. The DP was 500, true 28, no balls.
Okay. All righty, because that goofy fucker's texting everybody saying I bet on the gap.
Well,
I guess he didn't realize this was a renegotiation, you know. So that's why I like to like some racing in on your show, you know, because it's being recorded. So just for this purpose only. So okay, man.
Yeah.
Well, I do appreciate it.
We'll see you guys. What's that?
Yeah, there you go. Good deal.
Any time they come on here and lock in a race, any time the person comes and try to change his mind, you can go back to this show, look up the date, and listen to it at any time, and both of y'all hear exactly what we're saying. So they cut down a lot of the BS.
Okay, because he's blowing up my phone right now, you know, texting me saying that I bet on the gap also, you know, on the head up race. So I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Yeah.
So.
What are you racing, last man?
Jail race. So, little Timmy, the one that beat the 55 boys up there.
Oh, all right, cool.
So, okay. Well, did the 55 boys ever call you back?
I never was able to get him back on the line, and it's after hours, so I can't try to call him again.
So if somebody know him, they can get him on three-way. The 55 boys, somebody can get him online. They know how to get in touch with him.
Yeah,
hey, Tracy.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Tracy, is Tony Thorne still on?
Yeah, I'm still on here.
Hey, man, it's Ricky again. I know we were having a bunch of questions about that damn back half belt.
Yeah.
And the only rule that, you know, you got to really worry about and pay attention to is that you will never have that motherfucker, dog. So that's all you need to worry about.
I won't never personally have it, but the Jack when I have it now, they'll own it forever.
Why? Well, Jack one Hyde. Which car?
Jack one Hyde, the white one or the gray one next year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe next year. I'm pretty sure next year, though, man. Seriously, that belt is going to bring a lot of
action. I don't have a car to run with him. Yeah, but I am the spokesman for the Jackson Hyde. And we will take that belt next year, and we will keep it.
Well, it won't be in Jekyll. You got to do it in Hyde.
Huh?
It won't be in Jekyll. You must go do it in Hyde.
Either one of them cars is going to take it next year. That's all I got to say.
All right, then. You talking good shit.
Man, that bell's going to bring plenty of action, though. I know that much.
But what do you want?
That bell's going to have us whooping ass all kinds of ways, man. What the hell are we going to do?
you know what? There ain't nobody around here in Texas actually gives the man credit for the baddest back half car in Texas. The baddest back half car in Texas is Kyle Huddle. There ain't none of y'all can touch him. And he runs a drag radial tire. He runs a drag radial tire, and we're dragging for one of y'all's asses.
No, why are you saying y'all now? Hold on.
Let me
restart
that. Y'all and us.
Okay, there we go then. Let's just get that shit
going. y'all and us. Give credit. With credit to the 3,200-pound car on drag radios will drag any y'all or
us. I don't even know him, Tony. Really, I don't give a shit about the back ass. I really don't. I mean,
hold on, man. I love that, man. That's
I'm on a back half to just be competitive. I don't give a shit about a back half. I got a goddamn pro mile coming out, mister. That's what I give a shit about. I don't give a shit about a back half.
Hey, you actually got three or four cars over there, so, you fit about every class they make.
Yeah. Well, when we get that grungy pro mile feel, Who gonna get it?
Hell,
I am.
Do what?
We coming out with a Texas baddest pro
my opinion, the baddest nitrous automatic car out there is them twins out of Houston would drag his ass.
Well, then, I tell you what, Tony.
For
God damn, whenever we get together and we tie up together in Dallas, because it's going to have to be either in Dallas or Houston. When we tie up, I want you to be there where I can get your goddamn money, too.
You know I'm going to be there.
All right. That's all I'm going to be
there.
You don't have to ask that question.
I'm betting all the way, everything I got in my pocket on them twins out of Houston.
Well, you can be mad at them.
I'm
going to
take all you got.
That's automatic pro mod.
I don't know about no automatic. I said pro mod. Y'all come up with them stipulations and all that bullshit. I said pro mod.
Well, it is automatic. But hey, check this out, Peter.
Tony,
we're going to have all the belts.
We're going to have a conversion, so we got to have the grudge guys who do most of the grudge. We're talking grudge, car. We ain't talking about them old boys that run warp nine. We don't know what we're talking about. He's been around the shit long as I have.
I ain't even worried about that class.
Well, far as I care, right now, the twins have got the fastest automatic pro mod that I've ever seen.
Well, that ain't the fastest one. But you probably right. He's the fastest one in Texas right now.
Yeah.
He goes up to South Carolina and drags their asses, too.
I almost would have bet
he's going to be in Florida.
Well, I'm just saying, he's the fastest one out of Texas right now. They got some boys out there that's pretty fast now.
When you
hey, I'm with Tony,
East
though. I'm going to have to call and agree with Tony's shit. Fuck it. I'm just going to go on and say it. Kyle Huddle is the baddest back half, you know. I mean, I'm just going to get to him. Twins, right now, they're the baddest thing going. But, you know, I talked to Roy James at the race. I told him, you know, really, we're going to have to run and see what it do and see who the baddest is. So, really, we can all get together and go out on the East Coast and just raise hell and then come back home together. But, really, that's the only reason a lot of, you know, we would ever run Roy James is just to really line out where we sit in order to go out there to the East Coast. Because, Tony, I think me and you talked, what, about 2 or 3 months ago on the phone about how the East Coast really don't respect Texas. Everybody wants Texas. So, really,
they don't really want to respect Texas, because Texas has got the baddest cars in the world. In every class.
You're right.
That's what I was saying earlier, that I know that, like I told them, we got the baddest motherfucking car. They just now knowing it. We've been knowing it.
That's what the problem is. They got a lot more cars, but we had the fastest cars, like Frankie Taylor, Doug Reacher, Bad Nine, Kyle Hubbard. You look at those cars right there, they're some of the fastest cars wherever they go. So, and that's the reason they know that. But, you know, hey, when it comes to the Brewers thing, they think it's a different story when it comes to the Brewers car. So, hey, we Brewers races, so we just got to mix it up and take our bets and try to go head-to-head, you know.
Well, y'all, I'm going to go and get out of here. I've been on the phone 2 hours.
We going out now with Mike down there, so I want to thank everybody for chiming in, man. And you know us, we'll do this every Tuesday, same time. Come on, talk about the upcoming race. Come on, promote your show. Come on, try to lock somebody in. Man, we want everybody in 2013 to have a good show. So, hey, come on every week, man. Try to build something for 2013. Try to build something for your show. So, everybody, what you do, and we're going to get out of here until next week, man. Somebody shoot me a topic. We'll bring it up next week. Until then, we see y'all. This is the Tommy Dog, the Big Talk Show. And if nobody has their answer, we're going to close it out.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.